This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In the United Kingdom, the Conservative government finally decided to talk to labor unions about the country leaving the European Union. Brexit, as the process has been dubbed, is scheduled to take place on March 29th. It comes some 2 years after a referendum in which 48.1% voted to remain in the EU and 51.9% voted to leave. Recently, the Prime Minister of the country, Theresa May, invited Labour leaders to 10 Downing Street to discuss the way ahead, including the possibility of a no-deal exit. There have been predictions that if the UK leaves the EU without a deal, there would be dramatically negative consequences for the country's workers. Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress. She spoke to the media after her meeting with the Prime Minister.
I came here to listen to the Prime Minister in good faith. The TUC and trade unions have been looking for a deal that will protect people's jobs, that will protect workers' rights now and into the future, and of course defend the Good Friday Agreement. I listened. We didn't get the guarantees that we need. I think the Prime Minister should do the right thing. As a sign of good faith, she should take no deal off the table so that more genuine dialogue can take place. So we needed a deal that would guarantee workers' rights into the future. And these matter to people. This is about maternity rights, holiday rights, health and safety, you know, rights that really matter in everyday lives. We didn't get the guarantees that we need. The Prime Minister needs to send a signal that she is serious about substantive changes to her red lines, but so far she hasn't dropped any red lines. In fact, she's added to them. The Prime Minister, frankly, has to stop playing to the bad boys at the back of the class and start listening to where I think Parliament is, which is wanting no deal off the table and more time for genuine talks to take place, but get on to the priorities that matter to people in Britain, working people in Britain, who've had 10 years of austerity, rubbish living standards, and want a change. Frankly, we want to get on to dealing with some of the real problems that this country faces. You know, we've got an NHS in crisis, we haven't got enough money for our schools, we've got real problems in local communities and towns that feel they've been held back for too long. But we're not going to get on to that unless we get this guarantee that working people are going to be put first for a change, and that has to be the Prime Minister's priority for the deal.
Another Labour leader who attended the meeting with the Prime Minister is Len McCluskey, the General Secretary of Unite the Union. Unite is the largest union in the UK.
She should recognise that the trade unions are the largest voluntary sector body in our society. We represent organised labour, and of course, organised labour plays such a major, major role in the creation of wealth in our society. So I'm a general secretary of a trade union, and you know, I don't know if 60% of my members may have voted remain, 40% may have voted leave. In my opinion, I mean, two main reasons why people voted leave. One is the forgotten towns and cities that have been deindustrialised, nothing put in its place, precarious work, zero-hour contracts. And you can go all over the country, in particular in the north, but not just in the north, all over our nation, the Midlands, the southwest, where that has happened. And the other major reason is the concern about migrant labour. And the Conservative Party, for me, have done nothing. The governments have done nothing to address either of those issues. What is the industrial policy, the industrial strategies to reinvest in those forgotten areas? Nothing.